Hey, Dan Bongino here with a little extra bonus. There's a new way for you to listen to my content if you have an Alexa device. Every morning, we post what's called the Bongino Brief, a quick highlight of one of the biggest stories we talk about here on the podcast, designed for your Alexa's flash briefing skill. Right now, you're going to hear today's Bongino Brief. And after that, we're going to tell you how to get the brief on your device.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. The left has totally lost its mind. They're taking advantage of the Rahm Emanuel, never let a crisis go to waste theory. And now we've seen the left morph from what they said once was a slippery slope. You remember that, folks? Remember the slippery slope when they started tearing down Confederate statues? We said to them, it's only a matter of time before they start tearing down statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, too. I didn't even think it would take that long, and it didn't. They're doing that now. They're like burning them, ripping them down. They're just insane. Well, now it's not just Washington and Jefferson and basically anyone associated with the history of America, because leftists hate you and they hate this country and they hate everything you stand for. Never forget the axiomatic truth of politics as we see it now. You think liberals are people with bad ideas. You better wake up to the fact that liberals think you're bad people with ideas, because there's a very big difference between those two things. And the sooner you wake up to that fact, the more informed you'll be. Here's a story from WCBS, a New York CBS affiliate. Teddy Roosevelt statue to be removed from the Museum of Natural History. Teddy Roosevelt, TR. Teddy Roosevelt, was he a Confederate soldier too? Just checking. Joe, I'm not a history major, but I'm reasonably confident Teddy Roosevelt was not a Confederate general. I'm just checking. For those of you history majors out there, you may want to send us a fact check on that. Reasonably confident TR. Right, Joe? You knew you're a history buff,
yeah,
right? Yeah, I'm reasonably confident TR was not a Confederate general. We are. Thank you. Joe's confirming as the audience on Buzzman. But it doesn't matter. We got to get, and if the statue, by the way, is being taken down by the city of New York, if it's not taken down, I'm sure the leftist tyrants will show up with their Soviet style, you know, Bolshevik tactics and rip the thing down, burn it, and maybe like defecate on it too, just to send an extra message home, because they love that kind of stuff. They're really sick people. Listen to me. This never had anything to do with Confederate statues, folks, okay? Never. That's not what this was about. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a straight up power play. That's all this is. Leftists are nihilists. They want to destroy everything we have right now. They don't believe in capitalism. They don't believe in big R God-given rights. They don't believe in the structure of our society as we see it. They think the United States is a sinful, hate-filled country. They think it's a country full of white supremacists. They think the original sin of the country, slavery, will forever stain the country, that it's non-recoverable, and that the country needs to be destroyed. This is a nihilist ideology. You pretending it's some reformist ideology that, listen, we're only looking at getting rid of Confederate statues that fought for the Confederacy. I'm telling you, you have misread this situation. It's going to be catastrophic, the consequences, if you don't wake up fast. That is not what this is about. This is about erasing our history altogether. More in a minute, but first, if you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com, and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. When you're engaged in a strict power play like the radical left is, to subjugate you, conservatives and everyone, silence you, bankrupt you, fire you, potentially imprison you, shut you up by taking power over you, they need a vehicle to take that power. Whether it's through surrogates that will act on their behalf, elected officials that will let them do what they want. In other words, we're in charge. We just elected this idiot and he's going to stay out of it. Kind of like the mayor of Seattle. You get it? Like she's not doing anything while a bunch of terrorists took over a portion of Seattle.
Right.
So she's basically their useful idiot. So we'll either elect those people who will be useful idiots and pawns for us, or we will take office ourselves. So in their attacks on these statues, our culture, everything else, trying to erase our history, they will not touch a statue or a politician who they think will advance their cause. Because you may be saying to yourself right now, why aren't they ripping down statues of FDR, who literally imprisoned Japanese in internment camps in World War II? Why aren't they destroying and ripping apart the history of LBJ, who it's known used the N-word around the White House? Known. It's been reported everywhere. What about all these college campuses? As Jesse Kelly, radio host and a friend, by the way, does a great show himself, Jesse Kelly Show, who's been pushing all weekend, satirically, but true, like, why aren't they changing the name of Yale University? You know, the guy who Yale's named after was a slaveholder. Why aren't they? What's going on with that? Because leftists don't care about this. They don't care about if Yale owned slaves, if FDR imprisoned the Japanese, if LBJ dropped the N-word. They don't care about any of that. They know that Democrats are weak and they're useful idiots, and they will enable them to advance their power agenda to subjugate you. So they leave them alone. This has nothing to do with anything other than attacking any component of history that will get in their way of taking over power. Period. Full stop. Thank you. Have a nice day. You don't believe me? Let's listen to a useful idiot here. Joe's very familiar with me too. This guy is one of the kings of the useful idiots. If there was like a monarch court of morons full of useful idiots, Chris Van Hollen. Yeah. Yes, yes, you've heard this. Yeah. This is an exclusive from the great Kerry Pickett, one of the few good journalists actually left out there. Kerry's on Parler, by the way. P-I-C-K-E-T, one T. Kerry Pickett is a great reporter. She's given us an exclusive on this audio. She catches up with a disastrous senator from Joe's beloved state of Maryland, Democrat Chris Van Hollen, again, one of the kings of the useful idiot crap. And she basically says to him, like, hey, listen, this whole statue tearing down thing, does this thing have an endpoint? And his answer is kind of telling because it shows this guy has no principles whatsoever. The left knows he has no principles, and that's why they'll never actually go after Chris Van Hollen, because he's the useful idiot they need to obtain power. Listen to this audio. Check this out.
Senator, can I talk to you about the statues that are being ripped down, particularly just by vigilantes? Your thoughts on that?
Well, my view is that monuments that celebrate those who fought to protect the institution of slavery really have no place in the public square.
But should they be ripped down by people who are not public officials?
They need to be taken down. And I understand the sentiment to pull them down, and we need to be working for people to pull them down.
Should government be?
Should
government be standing by while vigilantes are ripping them down, though?
These are monuments to people who fought hard to protect the institution of slavery.
The ripping down abolitionists.
They need to come down.
The ripping down abolitionists. The ripping down Gandhi. The ripping down other monuments other than Confederate generals.
Look. I'm talking about those that celebrate those who fought to protect slavery in our country. Okay.
You believe this clown? Again, if there was a definition of useful idiot, right? It'd be Chris Van Hollen, Senator, Maryland, Democrat. Kerry Pickett says to him, okay, so this was about Confederate statues and you're angry and the left is angry at people who protected the institution of slavery. She says, well, what about the abolitionists? Chris Van Hollen, who either doesn't know what an abolitionist did. Of course he does. He's not stupid. Or is just pretending. He's like, look. This is about people who protected slavery. The gavel drops. The stupid hammer, we're going to call this. Abolitionists? You're pulling down statues of abolitionists?
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, that was today's Bongino Brief. Here's how to get it and listen to it on your Alexa device.
On your phone or tablet, open your Alexa app. Click the hamburger menu in the upper left-hand corner. Select Settings, then select Flash Briefing. After that, click Add Content. And use the magnifying glass in the top right to search for the Bongino Brief. Select the Bongino Brief, press Enable to Use, and you're all set. Then, when you're ready to listen, just say to your device, Alexa, play my Flash Briefing.